good morning, church family. I want to welcome you to our very special Palm Sunday service today. I'm Jimmy Criddle, the pastor here at Clinton Methodist Church. And on behalf of our congregation, we want to welcome you. Welcome to those who may be watching online today as well. And I also want to greet those who are up above me, who are playing these very special instruments this morning. Thank you for being with us today, orchestra, as well. Now, I want to share with you a little bit about this week and how special it is for us. So this morning, we are stepping into a very sacred week called Holy Week. The pace during this week, it slows way down, and our journey becomes more intentional. The reason is because we are entering into the story of Jesus. Specifically, we are entering into the days of the final week of his earthly life. And because of that, every moment matters. In fact, this last week carries so much weight that all four of the Gospels spend significant time telling us about this final week. John has 21 chapters in it, and out of those 21, 8 chapters deal with this final week. So we don't rush through it, we walk through it. And we start today with Palm Sunday. But the journey, it will continue throughout this week in three powerful moments of worship. On Thursday, we will have a service at 6 p.m. over in the worship center. It's our Maundy Thursday communion and night of worship. We will be remembering the last meal that Jesus shared with his disciples in that service. And then on Friday at 7 p.m., we'll meet here in the sanctuary for Good Friday service. And we will be reflecting on the 7 last words of Christ from the cross. And also entering into a night of prayer. The 3 days ends with the biggest celebration of them all, and that is Easter. And we will have 3 worship services on Easter. Sunrise at 6 a.m. out in the front of the sanctuary, 9 a.m. in here, and at 11 a.m. over in the worship center. And in between, we will share a free pancake breakfast at 7 a.m. as well as an egg hunt for families at 10 a.m. So don't just attend one moment this week, but I want to invite you to walk the whole story. From the palms, to the cross, to the empty tomb, and let God meet you in every step of that journey. So that's my invitation to you this week. Would you join with me in our call to worship? Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Let all Israel repeat, his faithful love endures forever. Open for me the gates where the righteous enter, and I will go in and thank the Lord. These gates lead to the presence of the Lord, and the godly enter there. I thank you for answering my prayer and giving me victory. The stone that the builders rejected has now become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing, and it is wonderful to see. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Please, Lord, please save us. Please, Lord, please give us success. Bless the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, shining upon us. Take the sacrifice and bind it with cords on the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, For he is good, and his faithful love endures forever. Let us pray. Loving Father, as we journey with your Son in this week of remembrance and hope, I pray that you would show us your love for the world more clearly. And God, may you help us to call to mind these past events in Jesus' life so that we can sense their significance for our present lives and for the future that you are preparing for all creation. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen.
As we celebrate this Palm Sunday, let us read together the triumphal entry that we find in the book of Matthew. We find it in chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. So I invite you to turn with me there again to the Gospel of Matthew as we read about the triumphal entry. When they had come near Jerusalem and had reached Bethphage at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied with a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, just say this, 'The Lord needs them.' And he will send them immediately." This took place to fulfill what had been spoken through the prophet, "Tell the daughter of Zion, 'Look, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put their cloaks on them, and he sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and that followed were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil, saying, "Who is this?" The crowds were saying, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth in Galilee." This is the word of God for the people of God. This was kind of the beginning of the end. This was the entrance to the last week, which ended in Jesus' death, before we get to next Sunday. And as we think about this, what we think about is the fact that Jesus laid down his life for us. In this triumphal entry, this was the start to Jesus offering his life for us.
Our program this morning is a musical picture of Holy Week, the final days of Jesus' life, encompassing the triumphant entry into Jerusalem and other significant events during that week, culminating in his sacrificial death and resurrection. It is a journey from public adoration to immense suffering and ultimately ending in profound victory. The narrative of today's program is presented in six key moments: Palm Sunday, the crucifixion, the cleansing of the temple, Judas' betrayal plot, the Last Supper, and the despair and silence of Holy Saturday. We will not be singing of the glorious resurrection today, since it is Palm Sunday. We will end our program at the cross, as you listen to and experience the highs and lows of Jesus' last week. Things will be very dark by the end of our program, but may you always remember that next Sunday is coming, and with it the resurrection of our blessed Lord. As Passover approached, Jesus entered Jerusalem riding on a humble donkey, fulfilling Zechariah's prophecy. The crowds welcomed him as the Messiah, shouting Hosanna, spreading cloaks and palm branches on the road to honor him. They hailed him as king, but they were expecting a political liberator. But with this triumphant procession and amidst the celebration, he arrived as a gentle king, bringing peace rather than military power. This momentous event, which we now call Palm Sunday, marked the beginning of his final journey to the cross. Early in the week, Jesus entered the temple and was outraged to find it turned into a bustling marketplace for profit rather than a house of prayer. He drove out the money changers and merchants, overturning their tables. He declared that his Father's house is a house of prayer for all nations. This infuriated the religious authorities and greatly fueled their desire to kill him. What they needed was someone, some inside help from Jesus' group. They got that help from one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot. He managed the money bag for the disciples. History depicted that Judas was perhaps stealing from the money bag that was entrusted to him. On that night, before his crucifixion, Jesus gathered the disciples in an upper room in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover meal. During his Last Supper, Jesus washed his disciples' feet, demonstrating humble service. He identified the bread as his body, broken for them, and the wine as his blood, the new covenant shed for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus instructed them to continue this meal in remembrance of him. Finally, he revealed that one of them would betray him. Thank you. After the Last Supper, Jesus went to the Garden of Gethsemane with his disciples to pray. Experiencing intense mental anguish and sorrow as he faced his upcoming crucifixion, he prayed three times, asking, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." Finding his disciples sleeping, he urged them to watch and pray against temptation. An angel appeared to strengthen him as he sweat drops like blood. We must remember that Jesus was a man of flesh and blood, just like us. The anguish, sorrow, and fear of knowing what was to come would have been overwhelming. When he prayed beneath those olive trees, it was for all of us, for you and for me. An angry mob arrived to arrest him. Judas Iscariot then identified Jesus to the mob. He did so with a kiss. Jesus was then arrested and brought before the high priests Annas and Caiaphas. He endured an unlawful night trial before the Sanhedrin, where he was accused of blasphemy for claiming to be the Messiah. The next morning, the Jewish leaders brought Jesus to Pontius Pilate, the Roman governor, charging him with treason, claiming to be king of the Jews. Pilate, finding no fault in Jesus, sent him to Herod Antipas, who mocked him before returning him. It was the custom during that time for one prisoner to be released. So Pilate asked the crowd if he should release Jesus. But being pressured by the mob, shouting, "Crucify him," Pilate instead released the prisoner Barabbas rather than Jesus. He then sentenced Jesus to be scourged and crucified. The soldiers mocked Jesus, spitting on him and crowning him with thorns, beating and whipping him unmercifully before forcing him to carry the cross to Golgotha. There he was nailed to the cross between two thieves.
Jesus' body was taken down from the cross
and was subsequently placed in a nearby tomb by Joseph of Arimathea. Following the chaos of the crucifixion, Saturday was a day of profound silence and mourning. Jesus' body lay in the tomb guarded by Roman soldiers to prevent theft. The disciples, gripped by fear and despair, remained in hiding, their hopes totally shattered. The whole world waited in darkness, reflecting on the apparent defeat of their leader and savior. How could this be that my Lord, my love, is crucified?
Thank you.
We conclude our story today on Good Friday at the foot of the cross. For the disciples, at this point, all hope was gone. But you and I know that Sunday is coming, Easter Sunday, the day our Lord and Savior Jesus walked out of the tomb. So I will glory in the cross of Christ, the rough-hewn symbol of the divine love and sacrifice. It is there amid the blood and thorns that justice and mercy embraced, transforming an instrument of excruciating torment into a beacon of hope. Therefore, let us surrender our pride and empty boasting, for all our merits are but filthy rags. Instead, let us cling to that rugged tree where our Savior paid the insurmountable debt, securing our redemption and breaking the power of sin, thus enabling us to walk in newness of life. Yes, may we all glory in the cross.
Glory in the cross, glory in the cross, we give thy glory.
Tommy, great job. All of you guys, so proud of y'all today. What a fantastic service. Wow. Beautiful, beautiful songs. I was sitting there underlining the whole time words that just kept speaking over and over to me. And, you know, one of the things that kept just standing out is how this journey that Jesus took, it was for me. It was for us. And it just gets me every time whenever I think about that, what he endured for us. Let us pray as we prepare to leave. God of our Father, our God our Father, Lord, we thank you for this service of worship today. Lord, as we leave this place to go into a week that is filled with busy activities and worshipful remembrances, Lord, we ask that you would teach us even now to make every day a day of prayer so that each day of our lives is filled with hope because of Jesus' death and resurrection. Lord, we've truly heard this message proclaimed today of your deep, deep love for each of us and what you endured for us to liberate us and set us free. God, how can we not go through our week filled with praise and prayer to you? So, Lord, may you send us out today to walk this journey with you in faithfulness as your disciples. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Now, may our Lord, whose arms were spread on the cross to embrace the whole world, help us this week to take up our cross and to follow him. Go in peace. God bless you.